Welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast, brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the home of the hassle-free party package. If you'd like to book a party with Nonstop Kids Entertainment, just visit www.nonstopkids.co.uk.
Hi there, I'm Craig.
And my name's Patrick.
And welcome to the Nonstop Kids Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the UK's biggest, best, fastest growing, and generally all-around awesome children's entertainment company in the whole of the UK.
We are
indeed. And this podcast goes out every Friday, where we bring to you deals that you can actually use to save yourself money, because every parent needs to save money.
Every penny counts. They say if you look after the pennies, the pounds will look after themselves.
That's very frugal of you. I like that. Yeah. So we've got some awesome deals for you. So without further ado, here we go.
Right, so I'll go first this week. I have got a very nifty little deal.
Okay.
I've got two.
Well,
everyone likes a bit of nifty. I've got two deals actually. Obviously, I'm gonna go for this deal first. So this is a summer activity breaks for teens, £50 or free.
Really?
So the summer break is looming. And if you want to get your teenager doing something fun and productive, because, you know, at the moment, kids these days, they're not interested in going out, are they? It's not how it used to be.
No, that's very true.
They just want to play on PlayStation or, you know, no. Snapchat.
Well, to be honest with you, I remember when I was a teenager and all I wanted to do was play on my Sega Mega Drive. So some things don't change too much.
I thought when you were a teenager, they probably would have just had like one of those balls in a cup or something like that. That's as far as your entertainment.
Ouch.
I'm joking.
Ouch.
No, but, obviously you can send them on a 3 to 4 week National Citizen Service Program, which includes activities, outdoor team building exercises, a trip away where teenagers can learn life skills, and a community-based social action project. It's usually £50, but can be free for some via a bursary. So if you fancy shipping off your kids for the summer, you fancy thinking, oh God, I've got to deal with bloody 16-year-old Johnny and his mood swings for the summer. Ship him off for some life lessons, son. It's the national.
Right, son. Yeah. We've got something really exciting planned for you this summer. Oh yeah, what's that, Dad? Well, you're going off to learn about life.
Oh.
Piss off.
So it's the National Citizen Service, NCS,
okay.
And it's backed by the government. And at the end of the programme, participants will get a certificate signed by the Prime Minister at a celebration ceremony. Well, to be fair, I really wouldn't want a certificate signed by Theresa May, but
not really.
I wonder if she'll be running through a field of wheat to get there for you. You need to live in England or Northern Ireland, and your child must be aged between 16 and 17 at the time of the trip. Difficult age. Very difficult age. That's probably why they've gone for that. It doesn't matter if they're at school or not. They should be at school. It does matter if they're at school or not, because I'm pretty sure you legally have to be in education until you're 18 now. So
you do, legally.
So I think it does matter, but yeah. But if they've not been on the NCS programme before, unfortunately they can't go again. So if they have been, they can't go again, unfortunately.
Bit harsh, but okay.
There are thousands of places available, but they're going quickly. The programme will take place during the dates of your local area's summer break, and you must book in advance. All food and activities and accommodation is included. So, this is what's involved. So, you've got phase one, adventure. So, you're living with their team at an outdoor activity centre. Teens will get to know other people and build their confidence while taking part in activities such as canoeing, rock climbing and abseiling.
Okay, so far so good. Liking it so far.
So, they're making friends, they're doing activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, liking that.
Phase two, discovery. Teens continue to live away from home, typically at local university halls of residence. They'll learn to be self-sufficient and develop skills, including presentation, teamwork, leadership, while also finding out about the needs of their local community. Honestly, if they're trying to prepare them for uni, they just need to give them a bottle of vodka and a can of baked beans. Live off that. That'd be better than teaching them to than canoeing. But phase three, social action.
Well, I never once canoed when I was at uni, no. Put it that way.
Definitely not, yeah. Social action. So this is based back at the home for the final 2 weeks. Teams will continue to work together and use their skills developed in the first 2 phases to organise and deliver a community project of their choice to help make a real and lasting difference to the lives of others. That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. And the last one, celebration. Teams are rewarded for doing something inspirational in their community. At the end of the NCS experience, they can get access to potential volunteering opportunities and apprenticeships.
Okay.
So, you know, I did an apprenticeship.
Yeah.
And it worked well for me.
Yeah, you did.
So, you know, I can see it being...
Okay, so you found a deal that's good.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost anything.
Well, and it costs £50.
Oh, that's it, really.
That's free.
That's good.
But I'll show you how to tell you all how to apply out there. So enter your details onto the National Citizen Service Registration page. Just Google NCS and your local provider will contact you to explain more. Register as soon as possible, as once all the places are gone, they're gone. But you can register your interest for the autumn program if you miss out this time. You can also call the centre directly on 0800 197 8010. If you can't afford it and you have a low income or are receiving certain benefits, you may be able to get it free with a bursary. NCS says it calculates eligibility for this case-by-case basis, so you can find out more once registered. So, you know, they treat every person as an individual. So, you know, if you're thinking you're struggling but you really want to send your kid away to, you know, canoe, then, yeah.
That's great. I'm into that. I thought that was a really good deal. I got a good deal. You know, sometimes you bring deals up on the podcast where it's like how to eat, how to get a discounted meal, or you did the Greg's thing where you can get a Greg's meal for £5. I've got a thing here. Right, okay. How you can eat and drink in restaurants for free.
What?
Yeah. There's no need to wear a disguise or a fake moustache. Restaurants such as Giraffe, Leon and Wagamama...
Nice.
Are places where you can actually go and eat for free by becoming a mystery diner. You see, these places use mystery shopping companies to keep staff on their toes and ensure food, service and premises are up to scratch. Not only will you usually get a free meal, you actually get paid to go and do it as well. Sounds too good to be true, but it really can work. Here's a couple of people who've signed up for this. This is actually their testimonials.
Okay.
In one busy month, I managed to scoff more than £150 worth of free grub, eating out at least a couple of times a week in big high street chains, and got paid £100 to do it. That's Ash from Birmingham. I signed up to 3 different companies, and many assignments have come up in my area. Though living in London, this wasn't a huge surprise. The types of places on offer have varied, including most time lunchtime takeaway spots, some chain restaurants and pubs, and one high-end restaurant. And that's
so they're getting paid to eat.
Yeah. So here's how you sign up. You need to apply.
I'm quitting my job. Like, right here. I found my calling.
I know, right? You'll need to apply online to the mystery dining firm. They are currently recruiting, and they recruit all year round. You don't need any previous experience
of eating.
Just good written English, a camera to take pictures of recipients, and access to the internet so you can file your report. So there are 3 companies that do this, and they are all recruiting at the moment. The first one is Mystery Dining by HGEM. Currently works with over 200 clients, including restaurants, pubs and entertainment venues. Unlike other mystery dining companies, HGEM is upfront about some of the restaurants it assesses, and these include Eat, Giraffe, Leon and Wagamama. Their website is assessors.mysterydining.net. So the second one is Service Scan, which covers restaurants, pubs, bars, plus mystery shopping at retail outlets and other areas. It's recruiting across the UK, but particularly keen for new mystery diners in the Midlands.
Nice.
And that one is service-scan.com. And then the final one is Market Force, which does mystery dining and shopping across the UK and globally. Once signed up, you need to look out for mystery dining jobs. You can find these by logging in when you check the site. So if you get accepted, you can log in and they'll just post all the different places. And
that's
you just
awesome.
Go on and you just click on it. And they'll get, you know, they'll just give you the money to go and have a meal. It's that simple. Each job comes with specific instructions.
Okay.
For example, order a main meal from the grills menu, complete a questionnaire and file a report of your experience. So are these companies, like the restaurants, paying these companies to help them get reviews?
Yeah,
it would be like Non-Stop Kids hiring a mom to plan lots of birthday parties and then take pictures of the kids' parties and then give the information back to us. It's kind of a quality
like
control
a
thing.
Research.
Yeah, exactly. But what you have to do... Is you have to follow the instructions specifically. So if it says order a main meal from the grill menu, you have to do that. And then you need to follow all the instructions to receive payment for each job. The way it works is you'll be given a set amount for each job. This will usually cover the cost of the meal, and you'll normally get a small bonus. So you actually end up being paid to eat out. For example, you might be offered £15 for two main course meals, and they'll work it out based on how much a main course meal is, and then you get paid £10 as a bonus. It's worth doing the maths before you accept the job, though, to make sure the payment will at least cover the cost of the meal. We spotted a few jobs where it wouldn't, and you'd end up having to pay a couple of quid. You're told what each job pays before you sign up, so pick carefully. Bear in mind that it may take some time to receive your payment, normally up to 30 days, as your report will need to be checked and approved. So bear that in mind. But that's it. I mean, literally, you just sign up, you become a mystery diner, you then check the website every day, you pick the jobs that you want to apply for, you go and do what they say, you file a report, tell them what the service was like, and then you get money back and you get paid a bonus.
It is great.
Yeah?
You can't really go wrong with it, can you?
No, that's like for me.
So you still have to pay for the meal.
But you get it paid back to you.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, you can't really go.
I think that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even a deal. It's a way of just having a part-time job.
It pretty much is, yeah.
That you don't actually... Yeah, it's just awesome. Anyway.
It is good. It is very good. All right, so my second deal is... it is... Kids go free to the West End shows in August.
Okay.
So, free trial ticket with a paying adult for 40 plus shows, including Aladdin. So, from 10 a.m. on the 12th of June,
yeah,
you can get, you can get a free child's ticket, age 16 and under, to one of 40 plus London theatre shows, including Aladdin, Wicked, and Les Miserables. Throughout August, when you buy a full price ticket via the Kids Week website, that's straight away, that's great. I love Les Mis.
Yep.
It's my favourite musical. So if I do you reckon I could get away with being a kid?
I think you could probably pull it off.
Just have a little quick shave.
You could do it.
Fine. There are 172,000 tickets available in total. So okay. A lot. This includes adult and child tickets, actually not that many, but through Kids Week, and you can book until the offer ends on Friday the 31st of August. Some shows have excluded days, and the curtain may close on this deal if all seats get booked through. Last year, 104,839 tickets were sold within the first 24 hours.
Wow.
So that's more than half within the first 24 hours. So you'll need to get there quick if you're after a particular performance. So honestly, if you are going for this, get on that website at 10 a.m. on the 12th of June, because you want to be ordering those tickets straight away.
I might do that.
There are no booking or postage fees, and you can save up to £11.50 to £80.
Wow.
Depending on the show and seats you choose. You can also get 50% off for up to two more children per adult.
Wow.
So obviously you've got two kids.
Yep.
So obviously Ryan could go for free, or Fear could go for free, and then you only have to pay 50% for the other one. So some of the shows that they've got are Bat Out of Hell, Aladdin, Dreamgirls, Les Mis, Mamma Mia, Matilda the Musical, School of Rock, The Lion King, The Play That Goes Wrong, Thrill Alive, and Wicked.
Wow.
So some really the top kind of top musicals the creme. West End.
Yeah.
So, you know, for if you fancy obviously a day out in London, obviously you're only paying for two adult tickets. It's probably worth it.
It really is, yeah.
Kids, especially if you take them to something like Lion King. Lion Kings have got the most dates as well. So I'd definitely look into that.
I'd consider that for Ryland and Theatre.
So it says here, which performances can you get the deal on? So some of these are, you can't get the deal on every performance of every show, and some exclude their most popular performances, e.g. matinees or weekends, such as Matilda and School of Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are spread randomly across all the dates, shows, and
I'd love to see School of Rock. That was one of my favourite films.
I've seen it in musical.
Is it good?
It was okay. Yeah, the film's much better, but, you know, that was probably the pinnacle of Jack Black, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was sort of his peak.
Yeah,
he's really gone downhill since then.
I agree, other than the fact that I thought he was exceptional in Jumanji this year.
Yeah, he was.
The remake of Jumanji, I thought it was back to form for Jack Black.
Yeah, but obviously, like, Gulliver's Travels, Nacho
Yeah, he went down. But I really think that, I was actually saying to Nemid the other day, I think that I've seen a lot of films this year on the cinema, and I think Jumanji was the best film I've seen so far this year. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
And he was great in it.
I think it might have been nice for him also to be working along some kind of A-list more celebrities for a change, because for a while he's sort of, you see him in films and he's been getting quite sort of low roles, like he's cameos and obviously working in a main role alongside like The Rock and Kevin Hart and that other woman,
the woman from Doctor Who.
He is. So yeah, the School of Rock, the film is
exceptional.
Great. So yeah, there's no limit on the numbers of performances you can get tickets for, but you're only able to book a maximum of 8 tickets per show. So you can go to every show if you wanted to. In the past, we've seen some shows increase their allocation of tickets, and more shows have been added during the booking period, so it'd be worth checking back. To find out which performances are included in this offer, go to the Kids Week's What's On page and click on a show. So if you just click on that, it's officiallondontheatre.com/kids-week.
Got it.
So easy to remember, officiallondontheatre.com/kids-week. So yeah, that's
okay. That's cool. I like that. 2 good deals by you.
Oh yeah.
Here's another deal to get free food. I'm kind of on a thing. Yeah, you can tell I'm on a diet, so I'm just trying to find free to get free food. This is weird, but I think this is quite cool.
Okay.
It's a social media app that's just come out that I've never heard of before, but it's getting really popular.
What's it called?
I'm going to tell you. Basically, it's a way of getting food for free from your neighbours. Whether it's burgers, beer, blackberries, cheesecakes, free food and drink sharing app. This free food and drink sharing app offers you quality grub for free if you're game. The idea is, instead of binning any surplus food that you don't want, people sign up to Alio, and I'll give you the code in a minute, and offer it to their local community. Think Freecycle for food. Once you've found something on the app that tickles your fancy, you can request it and arrange a pickup, and you get it for free. People also add items which aren't food and drink, though in most cases, there are other groceries such as deodorants and stuff. So it's a free app that you can download from either the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. Just search for O-L-I-O, Alio. That's all you have to do. And then you connect the app to Facebook, and you can just browse through the app of the free goodies from your neighbours and restaurants near you. Now, here's how you use it. The app works best in cities, big cities where it's popular. It's really big in London, Birmingham, Brighton, Bristol, Wolverhampton, Edinburgh. So there's lots of people offering food and picking it up. But more people sign up, the more it'll work in other areas. It's currently available in 38 countries. Got some sausages going spare? To give an item away, simply snap a photo, add a brief description, and provide pickup details. And now the question it's got here, isn't it all manky food? Not at all. When we researched it, and you know, it's been researched, we found some top quality goodies. For example, MSC Jenny nabbed this woman from Money Saving Expert, Jenny, nabbed 4 free raisin buns originally bought from a posh bakery in North London. People can add any food they like as long as they're willing to eat it themselves. You can add food that's beyond the best before date, but not used by date. And you have to point that out in there. And more restaurants are getting in on this now, because restaurants are actually giving away their food, and they're doing it as a loss leader to try and get people to taste their food so that then hopefully they'll go in for a meal at some point.
Yeah. A couple of things. So the first one is, wouldn't they be better off just giving it to like homeless people, the restaurants? I get that they're trying to run a business, but if it's free food, like, come on. People out there starving. And then the other thing is, again, I hate to be a cynic. Firstly, obviously, I thought about the manky food, but obviously you answered that. The second question is, do you not think it just gives people more opportunity for evil, and someone will eventually put like poison in the food or something like that? Do you not think? Or something like that? I don't know. I just
a psychotic serial killer that kills people by poisoning free buns.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know who you're going to be getting the food off. I personally wouldn't do that, because, you know, it could be any old Tom, Dick and Harry. You know, I just think it could be a bit risky of what food you buy off them.
Yeah.
You could be getting, well, not buying
I wouldn't do it, let's be clear right now. Yeah. This is not a deal that I would do myself. I would sign up for the, I would definitely sign up for
if
the...
If you're at uni and you...
you know what, uni shirt, I spent 3 years at uni living on basically pot noodles for 3 years.
You've got nothing
if
to lose.
If I had an opportunity to get free food, I'd be on that bloody app 24/7.
You've got nothing to lose.
Quick, the sausages! The sausages! I want those sausages, they're mine! Right, has anybody got any baps?
Quick, the sausages, they're mine. Craig, 2018. No, but yeah, if you're at uni, you've really got nothing to lose.
No, you haven't.
Your life is pretty much at the worst it's ever going to be. So, you know, if you do get poisoned, you may be happy. But yeah, that's obviously the deals. I thought they were great. I think I was the winner this week.
I thought, although my mystery shopper one, I think, was the deal of the week. But I think your two
do
deal.
Do you really? Yeah. I don't know. I thought my Aladdin, my, was, my, my West End tickets. Good. But anyway... It's now time for my favourite segment of the podcast. It's time for a little bit of this. Non-stop kids. Joke of the week. Right. Have you got a joke, Craig?
Would
you like me to go
first?
Yes,
you go first.
Okay, so... My joke. The other day, I bought a thesaurus, but when I got home and opened it, all the pages were blank. I have no words to describe how angry I am.
That's very cool.
That's like the other thesaurus joke. I do like that one, but I also like the one where it's like, I bought a thesaurus the other day, and I was really, really disappointed with it. Not only was it terrible, but it was terrible.
So, two satellites decided to get married.
Oh, God.
The wedding wasn't much, but the reception was incredible. And on the subject of that, how do you make a glowworm happy?
A what?
A glowworm. You know those worms where the tail glows? It's like a glowworm. Do you know how do you make a glowworm happy?
I don't know.
Cut off its tail. It'll be delighted.
Delighted! Yeah. Oh. That one was terrible. I've never seen a